sits in between exactly where the Tchumen end, as your 2,000 Amos come here, and your 2,000 Amos come here, right in the middle of this big lake, you have to make a Mechitza Shabarzom to divide it up. To say on the right side, this water belongs to the right side, so maybe the people of this city are allowed to take the water. Because if you don't make a Mechitza, the question is like this. Since this Mayim is near the city, we say the people in the city have the right to use this water. So maybe the water is Koinish Shvitza, that this water belongs to the city. So Mela, when you're going to come now to the lake to take out some water, we should be afraid the water you're taking out at the beginning of Shabbos was on the other side of the lake, which is out of your tchum. So since the water came from out of your tchum, you can't take the water home. And the same way the other city. Since this lake right now, half of the lake, is out of your tchum, when you're going to schlep the water out of your part of the lake, let's be afraid this water at the beginning of Shabbos was on the other side of the lake. So Mela, came chutz l'tchum, you're now got to carry the water home now. Therefore, he said the Eitzriz before Shabbos, you have to make a Mechitza Shabarzel there, that we always have the water separated. So now the water on the right side is in the Tchum of the right city. The water on the left side is in the Tchum of the left city. Therefore, the Gabosh left the water's home. This matter? Oh, that's what the Tchum says. That's going to be the Morz Kashi. How do you have such a Zachar that?
Is it
Pashat
that the water is
by? Well, no, I told you. We're talking about near the city. So since the people in the city have that to use this water, therefore here it's called Kabbalim, according to everybody here. Rashi says, Chen Rashi, Mitzud is dogim, a pond where you catch a fish, O Masik b'mayim, ben beis tchumim, shor beis ayoris, v'chivru mitzudim v'charomim, O Ksiv ha-ken yeh, Tzorach l'olasim chit shabarzel, shlo yavru mayim shor tchum zeh, l'toyach tchum zeh, t'chum ma shor b'toyach tchum ir, ein koinim shvisalim koimoy, liyas loimim koimoy apayim amo, l'cho ruach, Elaboso Irgor. Anything that's part of the tchum of this city has a din like the city itself. V'yemul b'seifat tchum, if it's at the end of the tchum, and yochol losses misham lechutz. It can't be taken out mamash an inch later. V'yem b'nei atchum zeicholim lemalas v'teichat tchum atzmoi, but the ear of mayim shatchum acher. Therefore, that's the shayla. Each one can't collect the water here because maybe they're taking the water from the other ones. So Rashi is saying that since this water is in the tchum of the city. And if you're trying to speak out, we're talking about the people of the city have that to use this water, so this water is kind of a shvisa like the B'nai Ha'ir. So since the people of the ear, they mamish can only walk alpayim amah, more than that they can't walk, here also this water, on the side you take them, the other side of the well, or the other side of the lake's water, is called the Kem Chutz Tchum, so it's awesome. So Meli said the Eitzer is, mamish make a mechitza shabazel. So the Gemara Machaya Choler Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina. He started to laugh at him. What kind of eitzah is to make an iron mechitza? For the more my time to come mechayich. What's the reason? Why do they laugh? What's so wrong with this din? If you want to tell me, because they're saying halacha, look, Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri. So if I say now that half minute is maybe this is only called kechetz hefker. And you want to tell me, goes like Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri, that even kechetz hefker is kind of shvisa. And they hold like Rabbonin, that no, since nobody had the Farish Adas to be kind of this water, maybe the water is not kind of Shavisa. So that's why they left. Fred Gemara, because you hold the Kula like Rabbonin, they say the Chetzi Hefker is not kind of Shavisa. So if somebody here, Reb Chiya, said over the Lech according to Reb Yechon Ben Uri, Lechumer, you don't laugh at him. Good, you could hold the Kula, but it's not a reason to laugh. The reason why the last was like this, we learned before that in the Horus HaMoshkin, if you have rivers that are moving, or Mayonis HaNoivim, or wells that are the spring water, the water that's coming up, is Arayan Kiragli Kolodim. So we said there the water is not kind of its own Shvisa, but whoever picks it up can take it wherever they want. And the swear was why? Because since the water is moving, anything that's moving is not kind of Shvisa. There also, how many was? This was a lake, a moving lake. So since the water is moving around, it's not kind of any shvisa. So maybe anybody could take it wherever they want. You don't have to have a mechitza shabazim. And the Gemara name, that's not shver. Maybe this lake was a stale lake. It wasn't moving water. The water was mechonosim still. So maybe it's still water. It's not is kind of shvisa. So why did they laugh?
But if it's still, so why are you worried about it mixing?
What?
If it's still, why are you worried about it mixing?
A little bit it could still mix in between. A little bit, that little bit it could be. Or else, because, Pashuk is still, it's not mamish flowing water. But to go forth, the water itself can move a little bit though.
What should I say here? One second.
The wind, give it up.
Elo mishum diktoni, el the reason why the layup was from Tony, because it says, Sorach mechitza shel barzel lahav sikoy. He said, because the eitzah was, mamish put a metal mechitza there. As the kasha was, umayshinokanim, what do you send alka metal mechitza for? Why can't you put a regular mechitza shokanim, made out of reeds? What are you telling me? Now, deloy, the isle of umayya. The reason why you can't use a regular mechitza made out of reeds is because that won't stop the water from traveling. The water will still mix around. Like your kasha, no matter what type of a mechitza shabazo you want, still the water will sleep underneath the go, it'll mix a little bit together. So it's not possible to divide a lake in half that the water shouldn't travel at least from underneath it. So the more of a dilma, sorach v'inlata konakomer. Enechnami, maybe he meant to say, you need this, you need it. In other words, he meant to say really that it's usur. Halacha is, kol zaman the water could pass from one side to the other side. If you have a shaila, maybe your water is chutzat chum, you're talking not allowed to use this lake altogether. And he didn't mean to say you should mamash use this mechitza, he just meant to say you're talking need a gesunta mechitza, and since you can't make one, you're talking can't use the water. So tomorrow name. Elo, the reason why they left was even asparemis. Whenever you have a shal of making a mechitza over water, there's always a cloud that a bun will make them. And any type of a small mechitza you make over water, we always look as if it's a good mechitza. So here, true, you need a mechitza to divide the two, but any small mechitza would have been enough. You do not need a mechitza shabazim, even a posh of the mechitza shakanim, that doesn't do the real trick. It doesn't mamash divide it up, but it's a cloud that a bun will always make them when the mechitza has to do with water. To the Rebbe Tavlo, the boy of the Rebbe Tavlo, Mirav, mechitza tluya ma'ashatate b'churban. If you have a mechitza that's hanging in the air and it's coming down yutfachim, but it's mamash hanging in the air, you have a big mechitza yutfachim hanging in the air, it doesn't reach the ground. So we say a swar of good asik. We'll see as if the mechitza comes down and reaches the ground, it'll make rishus yachadim. Omele, he answered back, ein mechitza tluya materis. No, it does not help. You're asking me b'churban. That means on dry land, if there's dry land underneath it, a mechitza that's more than gimel tefachim off the ground, we do not say good asik. And as far as since gediyam b'ikavah, since the kids can walk underneath it, we don't say good asik. Ela b'mayim. The only time you say mechitza tluya, mechitza of yud tefachim is hanging in the air, we look as if it comes down to the ground. Only by water we say that. And the klal is, kalu shekilu chachoma b'mayim. The Rabbanan made a special kalus by water. Whenever you want to make a mechitza through the water, even though it's a shvachar of mechitza that's hanging in the air, still we can see it coming down. So now it's a swear to say they will make it over here also. So drash, what? Now, the Torah is that you do need a mechitza here. Because without the mechitza, maybe you're taking the water from the other side. But there's a kalus here, though, in the Rabbanan, when you make the mechitza by water, the smallest mechitza we look as if mamash is divided up the two waters. Even though we realize that this lakashi here, though. What? No, it's only the Rabbanan, but it will make them. There's no risk to take chutz tchum, it's only the Rabbanan. So the Rabbanan will make them. If you have a shvach or mechitza, the Rabbanan will make them. But the only kash is, what's the real raya here? Over there, the svar is, we always say, is that we don't say good asik, because gedim, somebody can walk underneath it. But that's only on your bush, your dry land, you have things walking underneath it. Mashenk in the water, nobody walks on the water. So that's why you say good asik. So really, it's not about zundi rakul and hilkos mayim. So the Kuru there is the Kula that we say good asik, we can look as if the mechitza coming down, because the mice and nobody's walking in the water. So what's our way when the Mars right to say it's a kalus in water? The Mars man never go mash, it's about zundra kalus in water. As Rashi say? Who says it's good? Well, over there you mean? Well, there Posh is not talking about, you're right. But there the case is, I mean, you're on your balcony and you want to schlep the water from underneath up. So kasher is the water is a karmelis, and on top you're a rishus yochid. How could he carry the water up? So say if you have mechitzas underneath your balcony, we look as if the mechitzas go straight down right to the water. So the water you're stepping up is from the rishus yochid. When you're saying kasher there, maybe the water you're stepping up though that was not from your rishus yochid, it came from the karmelis though. Well, that's not sure though, because even if the water came outside the karmelis, but as long as the water is inside your mechitzas, inside the rishus yochid, so lemaisa you're stepping the water from the rishus yochid. What? But there's not a shell of tchumim. There's not a shell you're carrying up your water from a shatiyach or from a karmelis. What does Rashi say here? Rashi said, "V'chiheke the mechitza tluya mahani mechitza sakanam nami mahanya the mali ma'avi ma'ayim etisoyi mali ma'avi beikanu mechaberu." What should be the difference? All right. All right, we'll see you.
See, the reason I see the Ritzvoi is this kasha, and I said that pshat in Rav Chiya, that Rav Chiya Avadi knew that Rabbanu were meikel by mayim, but that's only by mechitas atluya. Vashenkin here to separate the water, we don't have that kula. But the Ritzvoi says the pshat for our gemara is bechuch you see the Rabbanu were meikel by water, and the pshat is vibalt it's ef shabinyan acher. Therefore, the Rabbanu were meikel. That's why mechitas atluya were meikel. Who are then here also? Since it's Eev should to mamash make a good separation that the water should not go through, that's as far as the Rabbanu will make with any type of mechitzah you can make, they will make all over here. Now, Lalocha, we pass here not like Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri, that Chefze Hefker are not Kohen Shvisim. So therefore, Lalocha, this case is only brought down in the case that we said before. If the water, the lake is near the city and the people in the city have das to use this water, therefore each city is Kohen of the water, but Terech De Tchum. So in order that we should not mix up the two tchumim, that's why you have to have a mechitzer in between them. If the water would not be near the near the city, then we would say chepsei hefker and not kain shvisa. Then there would be no problem. All right, stop here. You hold enough memches. You have two dots, memches and aleph. You have a chom moimrim, ein lo yela arba amis. The chom say again, if somebody was sleeping at the beginning of Shabbos, so he's not kain shvisa, so he only has dal damis, that's all. Ein lo dal damis. When he wakes up on Shabbos, he could only walk dal damis. So the more Rabbi Yehuda, haino tanakama. So the machoik, in the Mishnah was a machoik, is these dal damis that he has, so Reb Lezer said, he's in the middle of them. He has two amas this way and two amas the other way. We have Yudawaim Eliezer Ruach Shirza Yelech. These four amas he could choose. Whichever side he wants to, he could put the Dalad amas. That's Yab Yuda. So Frati Gemara, now the Tanakam also said the same thing. The Chom Maimim said, Ainly El Arab amas. You only have four amas. So Pashit four amas also means any way you want, you have the four amas. So why is Yab Yuda have to have a Nushita? Yab Yuda is a Tanakama. His Reb Lezer is a Chiddush. That he says when you have the four amas means you're in the middle of it, and you go two amas to the right, two amas to the left. But according to Rabbi Yehuda and the Tanakhama, they're both the same din, that you could choose, you have four amas to walk. For the Morris, Rabbi Yehuda, Haino Tanakhama. Omar Rovo, Shmoino al Shmoini kibinayu. No, there's an afgamino, if you could walk eight amas or not. That according to the Tanakhama, you could walk eight amas. He says he has four amas, means either way. You go four amas to the right and four amas to the left. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you only have dalad amas, that's all. So Tanakama is a bigger mako. You have a koponim, eight amas according to Tanakama. The Rashi says, Haino Tanakama, we have Yudu the Yom Le'ezer Ruach Sheyirtza, Yeshto Dal Damas, Haino Tanakama. That Rabbon and the Polig led Rabbi Yechon and Ben Uri, they say, Stam, you have Dal Damas. So Rabbi Yehuda says Dal Damas, and they say Dal Damas. The Tanakama says, no, Shemoina al Shemoinike Benayu. The Rabbon and Savri, Dalid Lechol Tzodim. That is somebody was sleeping at the beginning of Shabbos. So he wasn't Kohen Shvisa. When he wakes up, we say he has a right to walk Dalad Amis. What does it mean, Dalad Amis? Either way he wants, he could walk a full Dalad Amis. So really, he could walk eight Amis. He could walk four Amis to the right, and four Amis to the left. So altogether, that's eight Amis. So really, he has a Meshetach of 8 by 8 Amis. Is Hainu Shmoina Shmoina? If you have Yehuda Sova, no, Lechad Ruach Besulol. He could only take his choice, one Ruach, one side, he could go four Amis. Kiriktoni. That according to Rabbi Yehuda, you only have four amis. Whichever side you pick it, that's it. You can only walk there four amis, and not the other way four amis. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, you can only walk four amis, or area 4 by 4. According to the Rabbanan, you can walk an area of 8 amis by 8 amis. That's enough to mean. So Maratani Nam Yochi, I bring you a Rai for this, that Yechloi Shmoina Shmoina Bibi Reb Meir. Reb Meir says Klor. In this case where a person was not training the Shvisa, so he only has the right to walk Dalad Amis, it means each way he could walk Dalad, which means 8 by 8. So that's Reb Meir Shita. You're allowed to walk 8 amis by 8 amis. The Yomar Rova, now Rova says, Machloikes Lehilach. This Machloikes that we say, how far can you walk? That according to Reb Meir, you could walk 8 amis. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, if you only walk Dalad Amis, it's only a machlokes al-hilach. L'hilach means walking out the Yisrat Chum.
that we say if you're not Kohen Shvisa, you're not allowed to walk out of your Dalad Amos. So Rav Meir says, 8 Amos you could walk. You're allowed to walk 8 Amos. Avol Taltal. But it's a question, how far are you going to carry in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim? There's an issue, you can't be metaltal, you can't carry something in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. How far do you have a right to carry when there's no Isser? Then Divrei Hakol Arba Amos in Tzvei Loi. Everybody's asking, you only have a right to carry something within Dalad Amos. That's all. Anytime you move more, you carry something more than Dalad Amos in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, or Yechayev. So it's only, even Rav Meir is only made because you could walk 8 Amos. That's by stam walking. That's only in Issa the Rabbonin. As Din Chun, the Rabbonin gave you a right to walk 8 Amos by 8 Amos. When you're carrying it, in Issa the Raisam, you only have 4 Amos and not more. So Rashi Machlekes, Rav Meir, Bishari, Shemayna, Shemayna, Lehiluch, you're allowed to walk. That's all. But to carry, everybody's asking me, can't carry more than 4 Amos. Now even though the 4 Amos itself is a Machlekes, really, that's what we say, if you carry 4 Amos, Yechayim, some shittas learn you have to, you only chayim if you carry hein v'alachsun. You have to carry the diagonal also. Most of you have a square of 4 amas by 4 amas. If you go to the diagonal, that's usually 1 amma and 2/5 more. So some shittas learn you only chayim on Shabbos if you carry 5 amas and 2/5 of an amma. If you carry less than that, you take a potter. That's what it always says, Dalad Amos is lav dafka Dalad Amos. It means Dalad Amos hein v'alachsun, with the diagonal included. That's a special machlokes. But I call upon him for carrying, everybody's asking me, can't carry more than 4 amas, although we say now with the alachsim, more than 5 and 2/5 of an amma. But more than that is takosim. And here that we say 8 by 8 is mutter, that's only mutter for tchum of walking. You're allowed to walk that far. So the Gemara, Fahani dalad amas hechik sibi. How do we know this yisoid, that you can't carry dalad amas more? Or who are din fakert? How do we know you are allowed to carry in your Dalad Amos? And Rosh Hashanah Rabbim on Shabbos, you're allowed to carry Dalad Amos. How do we know this Yisoid? Kidatanya, like we learned. The Pasuk says, Shavu Ish Tachtov. A person is supposed to rest on Shabbos. Tachtov means underneath him. So Idashin, that means Kitachtov. You're supposed to rest and not carry something further than the ground, the area that's underneath you. The Kama Tachtov. How much is underneath a person? If a person is going to lie down on the ground, how long is called underneath him? Gufay shalosh amos. A normal person, average person, his guf is 3 amos tall. Therefore, if he's lying down on the floor, it's a shetach of 3 amos. The yama could they live straight yodav ragla. If he wants to stretch out his hands, the more you put your hands up like lying down, your hand goes out another amma. So together, that's how you have dalad amos. That's called tachtov. But the Pasuk says, Shavu Ish Tachtov, you're supposed to rest and not carry from underneath you. So within your Dalad Amos around you, that's called underneath you, that's Mutter. More than Dalad Amos is also. And Rashi says, no Rashi in this year. Right. Yeah. Tais talks about the Shal Alamolis, when it says your guf is 3 Amos, does it mean with the head or without the head? Some shit learns 3 Amos means without the head. So that's a little bit shveh here. If you have 3 Amos without the head, so you stick out your hand then usually is more than an amma. So it should be more than 4 amas. But the other pshat learn is that 3 amas means with your head included. So therefore 3 amas, and then stretching out your hands is one more amma, that's how you get 4 amas. Weiter. Divrei Rav Meir, Zeh Rav Meir. Rav Yehuda says, Gufoi shalosh amas. The goof of a person is 3 amas tall. The amma, well, how come we have 4 amas? If he's lying down, the chur 3 amas should be enough. You get the 4th amma, that's kadei sheyito chefetz mitachas margolosov. You should take a chefetz from underneath his feet. Kadei sheyito chefetz mitachas margolosov. O maniach tachas mershesev. And you want to put it up on top near your head. So the kids say you have another amma from carrying something that was below your feet and put it on top. If you're lying down on the ground and putting it right on top of your head. That's how you get another amma. For the Gemara might deny you, what's an afkamina, how you cheshbin in the 4 amas? Whether it's a svara stretching out, or whether it's a svara you want to take a chefetz from under your feet and bring it under your head, might deny you. And for the Gemara, ikir benay, there's an afkamina, arba amas mitzum tzomis. Does it have to be the 4 amas exactly, very close together, or else no merav ches means a little bit more spread out? So Rashi learns, l'Rev Yehuda mitzum tzemis. According to Rev Yehuda Shittah, that if Yehuda holds his last sheet that you've taken off from Margolosov,
to put on top of Rishaysov, that's not such a big measurement. So that's exactly 4 amas exactly. Well, the Rav Meir, but according to Rav Meir, it says the shear is, you want to stretch out your hands, it's a little bit bigger. The Pishuk Yadayim Raglayim Yoysim Yamahu. When you're stretching out your hands that come out above your head, is usually more than an amah. Because usually the shear of an amah is from your elbow to the tip of your finger. That's called an amah. So when you put your hands on top of your head, usually your hands get more than your elbow, is higher than your head. Therefore, usually it's a little bit more than an amah. So the kids, when we have the site of Dal Damas, it's big Dal Damas. That's called bigger. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, the first sheet is Mitzumtzumis. According to Rabbi Meir, it's Mitzumtzumis. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's a little bit bigger. Omalei Rav Mishashi Lebrei. So Mishashi told his son, Ki Ailes the Kaim of the Rav Papa. When you go up to visit Rav Papa, Boyimine, yes, the Shiloh from Rav Papa. That Arba Amah Shomru, not that we learned that Halacha, you're allowed to carry Dal Damas on Shabbos. Is the amah di day yavinalei? Do we measure it each person by himself? How big his amah is? And his amah was saying the amah means the length from your elbow until the tip of your finger. Then everybody measure 4 amas of his amas. Oy dilma, oy bi amah shol kodesh yavinalei. Or else no. We know by kodesh means by the kli hamishkan. There's a shear that 6 tvachim make up an amah. And 6 tvachim of a benri, ish benri, that makes up an amah. So that's the shear of Shabbos also. That you have a standard shear, you don't go everybody bust his amah. No, there's a standard shear. The shear of 6 tvachim of another benri. So drashu b'yamah the day, ish lefi ma'ashe gufo yaruch. Each person goes according to his body. Yesh le dal damas b'amosoy ha'arucham. If you have a bigger hand, so you have a bigger shear. Or else no shokodish. The chol adam amos shavah shavav tvachim beinanim. Everybody has a shear of 6 tvachim. Lemidas shtei amos shahoyu b'shushin avira shenas lemidas amosse shamosha. That in the Mishkan is a special place on the base of Migdish called had a special rod there sticking out by the shushin avira. That it was a measurement measured that Moshe Rabbeinu measured that measurement that he gave over the shear of an amah, which an amah is 6 tvachim. That's the Shiloh. How do we measure Dal Damas? Does each person have his own Dal Damas? Or no, there's a general shear. Now he said like this, if he's going to answer you, that we give each person a standard shear of Dal Damas, so ask him back this question then. Then that's tremendously big, so he can't move an inch then, because his body is more than Dal Damas. So what is he going to do? Elamai he'll answer you, you should know. Everybody has its own shear. So it's good how Oig Melech HaBoshin is also allowed to walk. Because he measures with his shiurim, his amis. Yavinilei, Oibazoi Eimilei, I have a kasha like this then. My time alei ketoni lo, gabi yesh omru, hakelu fi mashu odim. He said, Aloch in Mishnah Kalim, that brings down a certain klolim there, that every measurement is totally upon the person. There's a klal like that. Yesh amru, some halachas are, hakelu fi mashu odim. The halacha is depending upon how big the person is. So if you're going to tell me now the amah of Dal Damas also depends upon how big the person is, why wasn't it written there? The Rashi says, Yesh amru, it's a mishni masech te kelim. Yesh amru, hakelu fi mashu odim. Molei kumasai mincha, it brings a mincha, molei chofnav keteres, Mole Lugma of Yom Kippurim, all these shurim that a kohen has to make a kmitza handful, or by the keteris, you have to take a handful of the keteris. It depends how big each kohen is, or Mole Lugma, how much you swallow. It depends every person by himself. Over Moshe Shtei Sudus Le'eriv, listening Nami Bazoi the Kasha Shvi. Let's learn this halacha. The Dal Damas Liyose Chutz Le'Tchum also is totally every person upon himself. So that's what he asked in the question. Moshech, whatever he's going to answer you is going to be a kasha. So the Marek Yosef, the Kaim of the Rav Papa, so when Mishashi, his son, went in front of Rav Papa and asked him the question, Omole, Rav Papa answered back, E dai kinen ku lehai lehavi tininen. You should know if you're in the Medai, you can ask such kashas and every little thing, you'll never get anywhere. So Rashi, have a dai kinen ku lehai, but ku lehashas, if you can ask such kashas like this, in Gan Shas, lehavi metimula trutzai, cold UK, we can't answer every little kash like this. Lehavi tininen, and you won't learn anything. In other words, don't ask such little kashas. So the Yerlam, the Teretz is Poshid, Li'erlam, the Yama, the Day of Inlay. Everybody has his own measurement. That it depends how big you are. Oig Melech HaBoshin is tremendously big. So when he has Dal Damas, his Dal Damas is the shear of his hand. How big his armor is. Udil Kashaloch, Abazay, you had a Kashal before, was my time, Aloy Katoni Gabi Yesh Omru.
Why don't we say this then in the Mishnah in Kalim, that this is also one of the cases that everybody goes boss his shear how big he is, that the bigger your hand is, the bigger your amah, the more space you have to walk or to carry on Shabbos. The teretz is the leib sikolei. It's not pushing every single case you go like this. Mishum diika nenas pevorim. There is a person, let's say a midget, someone that's very, very small. The other rabbanon said there is a leib plug shear that you can't go less than dal damas of another beinoni. So not everybody goes bossing his shiurim. A midget is allowed to walk dal damas of another beinoni. We're only going lekula here to say that if you're a very big person and your armor is bigger than a normal armor, you have a right to walk your dal damas. But let's say you're a midget, then we don't go bossing your small amas, no, we say you have the general shear of dal damas of another beinoni. So therefore, this can't be learned in the Mishnah Kalim, because it's not sikh, it's not always emes, that you go boss of your shear. If you're too small, the other rabbanon will make you have the shear of the other benini. Shrashi mishum dik and nenes bevarav, shagufay benini, v'yamosay ktsara. His goof could be a benini, but his amas hand is very, very small. V'loisagile v'yamadidei, v'loimaisavle v'yamashokodish. Such a person, avada, will give him the yamashokodish, means the normal amas, of Dal Tvachim. So, no, it's not always 100% that you always go to the boss of your Amis, therefore, it doesn't say in the Mishnah Kedem. Yeah. Then the Mishnah said, we have two people that, again, according to the Rabbonin, that the Loch is if you went to sleep on Shabbos, so you only have your Dal Amis. So, two people went to sleep, and they were six Amis apart. They were six Amis apart, each one could walk in Dal Amis here. So he could walk Dal Damas this way, and the one on the left could walk Dal Damas here. So the middle two Amis, they both meet. If they start out, they're six Amis apart, and each one could walk four Amis, so each one, the middle two Amis here, both of them could use. He could walk four Amis to here, and he could walk four Amis to here. So the middle two Amis are usable by both. That the Mishnah said, that both of them are allowed to use that middle Amah. What do we have to say it for? The Lomar Lil Meimor, Lomar Adova Doimor. So Murray has a kasha, but then the next case was where you have three people. Let's say you have three people sitting out, sleeping outside there. And we say now, his armor's in the middle, so this one is allowed to walk, like, this one could walk his four armors here, and this one could walk into his four armors here, but this one can't walk into this one. Hey, if there's one here, then there's one in between, and there's one, let's say, eight armors away. So he has the right to walk four amas here, and he could walk four amas here. And the middle one in the middle is in between. So that the Mishnah said, what applies like a chotzer, that you have three chotzerim, one next to another, and the outside one made an erev with the middle one, and this outside one made an erev with the middle one. But the locher is that the two outside one and the middle one are mutter, the middle and the other outside one are mutter, but the two outside ones are osir. That's like our case also. Since these two outside people are more than four amas apart, they don't reach at all, they can't walk to one another. So Kashri is, Lom Lil Meimer, Lom Adavadoimer. Why did the Mishnah have to say a Moshel? We're talking about three people, that the two outside people are too far away, they can't meet to one another. What do you have to have a Moshel to Doimer to three Chaserim for? So the Marhochi Kamul Hu, Reb Shimon the Rabbonin. This is Reb Shimon's Kashri, really, to the Rabbonin and the Mishnah. Michti, Lomer Adavadoimer. What is this case? Doimut to Lisholash Chatzeris. Is Doimut to have three Chatzerim, Habsuchai Zulazu, each Chatzer opens up one into the other, Upsuchas Rishus Rabin. And they're also opening up into the Rishus Rabin. Upsuchas Rishus Rabin. So we said that Locher is the what? That if the outer ones made an Erev with the middle one, so the outer ones are Mutta with the middle one, the middle one is Mutta with the two outer ones, but the two outer ones are Rosa. That's the Locher. So the Rabbi Shimon's Kashma is like this to Rabbonin. My Shinohosam, the Pagiso, how come over there by Chatzerim, the Rabbonin Dinzachon Reb Shimon? The Rabbonin said there, when you have a case of three Chatzerim, and just the outer two ones made an error with the middle one, but they did not make an error between themselves, the Rabbonin says it's also to carry from one Chatzer to another Chatzer. Even the middle one can't carry with the outer one. Even though the middle one has an error with the outer one, still he can't carry. That's Reb Shimon's Kasha. How come by Chatzerim, you argue on me, and I'll come over here where we just have three people here, and the two outer people can't walk into the other person's rishus, because they're both eight amas apart. So each one, this one can walk 4 amas to the middle. That's all. And this one can only walk 4 amas to the middle. But they don't meet. So how come you are saying the two outer ones can't walk to one another? But if they, but the right one could walk to the middle one, and the middle one could walk to both of them. How comes the Rabbanim Amayda here, by three people, it is mutter to walk to one the other? When you have three chaterim, though, they are telling me it's aser. That's Rav Shimon's kasha. Look, our mission is daima to three chaterim. So just like by three chaterim you hold it's aser, how come here you're saying it's mutter? And the Teretz is, Rabbanim answer back, hosam avsha diurim. Where you have three chaterim, there's a lot of people living there. There's too many people. So there the Rabbanim will make a gzeirim. That even though the middle chatzer made an erev with the two outside chatzerim, so really the middle one should be allowed to carry into either chatzer he wants to, but the other Rabbanim will machmir, that since the two outer chatzerim did not make the ruvi chatzerim together, they can't carry this gzeirim. Once the middle chatzer will start carrying its chvetzim into the outer chatzer, or the outer chatzer will start carrying into the middle chatzer, we're afraid since there are so many people involved, they'll forget themselves, and they're going to carry directly from one outside chatzer to the other outside chatzer. Therefore, the Rabbanim made gzeirah, you can't carry from any one of these three chatzerim. Even though really the middle one should be mutter, and the outer one should be mutter with the middle one, there's gzeirah with the roser. That's because it's avshad yurin, you have a lot of people involved, there's gzeirah. Mashenken hocho lo yavshad yurin. Here you only have three people. There's not such a big tumult with three people. Therefore, three people, they know the loch is that the two outer side ones are also to meet one the other. Just the middle one can meet either one of the outer side ones. Therefore, here the Rabbanim don't make the gzeira. Rashi says, "Hochi gatzinim, amai kivon deruba chaterim." That's like that. Rashi avshad yurim. The Rashi diurei hachaterus rabin. You have a lot of chaterim, a lot of people living there. But lo yadi kulen lizur. They can't watch themselves. Be also to tulei kelim sheshifta bechitzena, and they'll come to carry a kelim that will live in the outside one. The teichitzena cheres derechem soyas. They'll come to carry through the middle one into the two outside ones. Therefore, they will make gzeirim. Hobacho gabi gimel anoshin yuchela machitzena lizoyer domu watim ninu vloyavshe. Since you only have three people here, they'll watch themselves. They'll know claw. The two outside people can't carry one to the other because they're more than 4 amas away from one another. They're only mutter to carry with the middle one. So by three people, we're not machmir. But by a lot of people together, it'll be such a big tumult, people will forget, they'll think you carry one to the other. That's the Mishnah says. In the case we have three chatzerim here, and each chatzer only made an erev with the middle one, and the middle one made with both the outside ones, so the two outside ones, since they don't have an eruv chatzer together, they can't carry a chair from this chatzer into the other chatzer. For the Gemara v'Amai, why is it oser? Kivon the arvi luhu chitzonius bihadiyem soyis. We're talking about the two outside chatzerim made in the eruv chatzeris with the middle one. So the havamina is that these two outside chatzerim put their pas, they collected pas or bread from all the people living in this chatzer, and all the people living in this chatzer, and where did they put the pas in? They put it in the middle chatzer. So for the Gemara, if everybody put their pas in the middle chatzer, it blinds like everybody's living in the middle chatzer. So all three chatzerim in the should be mutter. For the Gemara v'amai, kivon the arva luhu chitzonius. Since the outside ones put their pas in the middle one's chotzer, his hevelu chodom. It's as if all three of them are living in the middle chotzer. So everybody's living together. So it should be mutter. Rashi says, "Hokigasinen amai kivun the arba chitzonis bad yam soyis hevelu chodom." Let's get the parentheses. Okasav katayt lahaviminer is kugain shenos nushteyim eruvim biyam soyis. The both outside ones put the eruv in the middle chotzer. Shelzel mishpat eruve chateris. This is the halacha haruve chateris words. That Stam Chotzer, Yeshbo Batim Harbe. Stam Chotzer has a lot of houses. Utsrichois B'nei HaBatim Larav Yachim. And the people in the houses have to be married together. Lefi Shabayis M'yuchad Cholechot. That a house is a private house, belongs to you. V'yachotzer Rishus Kulam. The Chotzer is a Rishus that everybody uses. V'yoysel Hoitzim Rishus Rishus. Therefore, it's also to carry from your house into a Chotzer, it's like in two different Rishus. V'ayinu min HaBatim L'Chotzer. B'loy Erev, without an Erev, it's also. Now, how do you make an Arubi Chatzeris? Omanicha noisum biyechem min abatim. Everybody collects the pas, and they put it into one of the houses. Okishachotza psucha chotza cheretz. Now, when you have two chatzerim opening one into the other, veroitzim lasus vishus achas, and they want to make these two chatzerim together, is noitlun erev shagovim min abatim. They take the erev they collected from one chotza from all the houses. And they put it into one of the houses in the other chotzer. So that's the way you make it a movie chaser, which you collect all the pasim and put it in one house. Here also, since you collected the pas from the two outside chaserim, and they both put their pasim in the middle chotzer, l'chur, the middle chotzer now is like one. So everybody lives together in the middle chotzer. It should be mutter. There shouldn't be any shini rishus here. So why is it also? And if the Gemara tuturutzim, Rabbi Yehuda, Om Rabbi Yehuda, they're going shenosnu and soyes eruve bezu, veruve bezu. Yehuda says, no, that wasn't the Metzias. The Metzias was the people living in the middle chotzer. They collected their pasim together, and where did they put their pasim? They put their pasim on the right side, one outer side chotzer, and then they made another eruv. They put another set of pasim in the other chotzer. So the kids of the middle one now has a right to walk to either one, and either one could go to the middle one. But I call upon them, all three of them are not together in one place, because they did not put their chaser, their eruvim, in the middle chaser, but Faket, the middle one, put his chaser in the outside one. And the middle one collected two different eruvs and made one with the right one, one with the left one. So therefore, that's the law of the Mishnah, that everybody's, that the middle one is mutter with both, and the both mutter with the middle one, but the two outside ones are also. That's the view of the Steretz. If you have Shesha Salmano, Afilu Taimer Shenosnu Eruvim Bim Sois. Afilu, you tell me, when we collected from the two outside chaserim, the vote was we put their eruvs, we put their pas in the middle. That's what we did. We took taka from the outside chaserim and we put their pas in the middle chaser. So the kashra is there, the chur, everybody's living together in the middle chaser. Let up live like one rishus now. It should be mutter to carry all three together. Is afilu shenos the eruv b'yem soyes? The teret is they're going shenos nuhu. I tell you b'shnei batim, that they put the eruv in the middle chaser, not in one house of the middle.